Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Vicky Milazzo is back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad she's here again. From humble beginnings to an award-winning entrepreneur, Vicky has really been impressive in her career. She's started her own company, the Vicky Milazzo Institute. She's the CEO of that group, which is an education organization she founded when she was only six, about 30 years ago. And Inc. Magazine says she's one of the top companies in the country. She's got a book out, a best-selling book. How about that for a resume, folks? Wicked Success is Inside Every Woman. Vicky Milazzo, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Congratulations on your book and on the success of the book. Wicked Success is Inside Every Woman. I love that title.
Yeah. What I mean by wicked, this is in the context of exaggerated success, because as women especially, we're living in very exaggerated times. And so some of those old strategies that worked, I know for my business, just like 6 years ago, they're not working so well today. So that's what the book is all about.
Yeah.
How to be successful during these wicked times.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things you talk about in your book, what you call the 10 feminine forces, and, I'm glad you identify these things, because, you know, sometimes ladies have so much on them, so many things, and they really allow the guilt to bring them down sometimes. They take shots at themselves by allowing anything anybody says to put a guilt trip on them. And I think if they focus on these 10 forces that you talk about, these 10 feminine forces, I think if they'll keep that list with them, it'll help them to fight that off a little bit. What do you think?
Absolutely. Women are incredibly strong. And one of the things that I want women to understand is only 7% of women really negotiate compared to 57% of men.
Right.
And when men go into any type of interview or they're trying to negotiate a deal, they know what they have to offer. They look at those strengths, and that's what I want women to do, to know that you have these feminine forces, that they benefit corporations or benefit you if you own your own business, and you have to look to that. I love what you said, Jim, and you said, you know, women just have so much on their plate, because women are what I call the CEO, the chief everything officer. You know, we don't just have our careers. We're in charge of pretty much everything, our household, our family, transportation, meal planning, you name it. And that's why women, so often we're so exhausted, and we're trying to figure out how to negotiate through all of it.
But, Vicky, a lot of that is your own fault. It comes back to the guilt thing I was talking about a minute ago.
You're absolutely right, and I think you're correct.
I mean that with great love. I'm not being sarcastic or mean. I mean that's the truth.
I totally agree with you, because I think as women, because we are wired to take care of people, you know, that we're mothers, you know, we're nurturing. And so what do? We often, as you're suggesting, we just say yes to everybody and everything. And what I try to help women to do is to not just say yes by default. Be conscious about what you're saying yes to.
Yeah. Well, I like what you said about women have so much to offer, so much capability. And the sad part is, in much, much more than they actually think that they have.
Yeah, and I think we have women today who obviously are a lot more confident, but the statistics don't lie. and women today are still only earning about 76% of what men earn.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, women doing the same job as the man and with the same education as the man, getting paid a lot less.
And that's because companies are mean to women, or because women don't fight for their rights?
It's a little combination of both, right? I think if somebody can be taken advantage of, that's human nature.
But see, let me make something on the record here. I've seen this happen with men. I don't think companies are mean to women. I think companies take advantage of whoever will let them take. I know men who won't negotiate either. You and I both know men who are more passive. And I personally know men who's gone through their career and 20 years later discovered their peers were making a lot more money than them. And then they ask why. They said, well, you never fought for your raise like he did.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, because men are definitely having to negotiate today in today's environment, just like women are. Corporations today, they have excess cash, but that excess cash isn't necessarily
they're not going to spend it. Right. So my point is I think women shouldn't feel like they shouldn't have a feminine chip on their shoulder about getting paid. I don't think it's about them. I think it's about their behavior. If they change their behavior, they'll make more money. If men who aren't getting as much money will change their behavior, they would make more money too. That's what I think.
Yeah, and again, the stats don't lie. We know that women still are only earning about 76% of what men are earning. But knowing that, I think, gives women that power to go in and know to always ask for more than what you really want.
Yeah.
Don't ever ask for what you want. Ask for a little more. That gives you some of that negotiation room.
I'm glad you're talking about negotiating, because women need to practice and get training and education and read about negotiating. It comes easier for men. Men are more natural negotiators than women are, I think, in some ways. Maybe more aggressive negotiators. But I do think I'm glad you're saying that about negotiating, and I think women should make that a discipline that they get good at.
Well, and you don't want to be a commodity in the workplace.
Right.
You want to stand out. Whatever your boss values, you have to actually deliver that, okay?
Right.
Even if it's something that you don't agree with.
Right.
But
Vicki, hold on to that thought. I got to wrap this segment up. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about some promises that women should make to themselves. And they're in this book that Vicki's written. Wicked Success is Inside Every Woman. Vicki Milazzo is the author. She's our good friend. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.